Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on a really useful DNB move, taking an old-school style jungle ARP, saturating it with intent, then resampling it in Ableton Live 12 so it becomes a flexible audio weapon instead of just a MIDI loop. The reason this matters is simple. In jungle and drum and bass, especially the darker or more minimal styles, the strongest parts of a track often come from one idea that gets printed, chopped, filtered, and reworked until it feels like part of the rhythm section itself. That gives you character, control, and a lot less CPU stress. More importantly, it makes the sound feel committed. It sounds like a record, not a sketch. So the goal here is not just to make an ARP. The goal is to make something that feels melodic, percussive, and unstable all at once. Something that can sit over breaks, support a drop, build tension before the second drop, or turn into a gritty transition tool. First, build a simple ARP source that already leans DNB. Use a stock Ableton synth like Wavetable or Analog. Keep the source bright, but not overly huge. A saw or pulse-based waveform is a great starting point. Set a short amp envelope, quick attack, short decay, low sustain, and a fairly short release. That helps the part feel more like a rhythmic pulse than a long synth wash. For the note pattern, think 1-bar or 2-bar phrases in 1/16 THS or 1/32 NDS, but don't make it too neat. Old jungle ARPs usually feel a bit played, a bit restless. Add some repeated notes, a few rests, maybe an octave jump, maybe a little syncopation. The break still needs air. The best ARP layers in DNB often feel like they're answering the snare and ghost notes rather than flooding every subdivision. A strong creative rule here is this. Treat the ARP like a rhythmic hook first, melodic hook second. If it still works when you simplify the notes, you're probably in the right zone. For note choices, minor fragments are a strong place to start. Root, fifth, octave, maybe a seventh or a Dorian color tone if you want that darker rave feeling. Now shape it with a DrumAware processing chain before you print anything. Start with EQ8. High pass the ARP so it stays out of the sub range. In a dense DNB mix, that could be anywhere around 120 to 180 Hz, sometimes even higher, if the track is busy. Then add saturator. A drive of around 6 dB is a very good starting point, with soft clip enabled. That gives you harmonics, bite, and density without just turning the sound up. In fast music, harmonics often read better than raw volume. After that, you can add drum bus lightly if you want more punch or edge, but don't overcook it. And use auto filter for movement. Don't think of the filter as just tone shaping. Think of it as performance. A sweep over time can turn the ARP into a build element or a phrase marker. At this stage, keep the sound a little drier than you think you need. We want the resampled audio to inherit the character, not drown in a pile of effects that will be messy later. Now comes the key move, resampling. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, arm it, and record your ARP for 4 to 8 bars, while moving the filter and saturation a little. Try to capture different passes. One cleaner pass. One more aggressive pass. One pass with a longer filter movement. This is where the workflow becomes powerful, because now you have performed versions of the same idea rather than one static loop. If you want, you can also freeze and flatten the synth track first, then continue processing the audio. Either way, the point is the same. Commit early enough to make decisions and stop relying on endless sound design tweaks. Once it's recorded, open the clip and check the warp mode. If the source is tight and percussive, beats can work well. If it's more tonal and smeared, try Complex Pro. The idea is to lock it to the tempo without making it sound overly corrected. Let a little push and pull remain. That human instability is part of the jungle feel. Now align the strongest attacks with the groove, but don't overfix everything. In fact, a tiny amount of offset can be great. If a stab lands a hair behind the snare, it can feel heavier and more haunted. If it lands slightly early, it can add urgency. Those little timing choices matter a lot in DNB. If the print has too much sustain, trim it with clip fades, or use utility to narrow the low-mid stereo width. You can also use gate if you want a more chopped, percussive feel. Next, slice the printed ARP so it starts behaving more like a drum element. Duplicate the clip and make a few different versions. One can stay as a loop. One can be chopped into smaller fragments. One can become a slice bank. For deeper control, right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. You can slice by transients if you want a more organic feel, or by fixed values like 1/8 or 1/16 if you want strict rhythmic control. This is where the ARP becomes part of the drum conversation. You can rearrange slices to answer the snare, mute certain hits to create spaces, reverse a slice for tension, or pitch a slice down for weight. Put the slices in a drum rack if you want to finger drum or step sequence them like percussion. Now process the slices as if they are drums, not just melody. Use EQ8 to carve out mud, especially around 200 to 400 Hz if the arp is crowding the snare body. Add a little drum bus if you want extra smack, but be careful with crunch. A tiny bit of Redux can also add nice digital grid if you want the texture to feel more broken up and old school. And if you use AutoPan, keep an eye on stereo safety. Phase at 0 degrees gives movement without turning the sound into a stereo mess. Phase 180 can be more dramatic, but only use it if it stays mono-friendly enough. A really good chain here is something like EQ8, saturator, drum bus, utility, and then send your reverb or echo to a return track instead of putting it fully inline. That keeps the main hit focused while still letting you build atmosphere around it. Remember, the snare is usually king around beats 2 and 4 in DNB. Your arp should support that, not smear over it. If the print is too long, shorten it. If needed, use a simpler playback mode with short envelopes or trim the clip further. The goal is clarity with attitude. Now for movement and arrangement. Set up a second resampling pass after more automation. Try a filter sweep from around 300 Hz up to 8 kHz. Increase saturation by a few dB over an 8-bar build. Bring up echo on the last bar or two before the drop. Add reverb only to certain notes or slices if you want special moments to bloom. This is where the arp can take on different roles in the tune. In the intro, keep it filtered, delayed, and wide but restrained. In the pre-drop, let the filter open and the saturation get more intense. In the drop, strip it down to a smaller rhythmic motif that supports the drums and bass. In a switch-up, reverse it or half-time it and leave more space. A useful mental picture is this: the arp doesn't have to be the lead all the time. Sometimes it's a tension layer. Sometimes it's a percussion layer. Sometimes it's just the memory of the hook. Now bring in the break and the bass, and judge the arp in context. Check how it sits against the kick transient, the snare crack, the sub-weight, and any res or mid-bass movement. Use utility to check mono compatibility. If the stereo image gets too wide, narrow it until the low-mid body stays centered and stable. Anything below roughly 150 Hz should be out of the arp entirely. If the bass line is busy, bandpass the arp somewhere around 500 Hz to 4 kHz. If it's competing with the snare presence, carve a little space. If necessary, sidechain likely to the kick and snare group. The goal is to make the arp behave like part of the rhythm stack, not a layer fighting for attention. That's really the whole DNB logic here. Fast music rewards sounds that lock together. When the arp answers the break instead of battling it, the whole drop feels more coherent and more powerful. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't leave too much low end in the arp. High pass earlier than you think. Second, don't oversaturate before printing. It's better to capture a few versions with different drive amounts than to destroy the source too early. Third, don't make it too musical and not rhythmic enough. In drum and bass, fewer notes in better places usually hit harder than dent programming. Fourth, don't ignore the snare pocket. If the arp is blurring the backbeat, move it, trim it, or duck it. And fifth, don't stay in the synth too long. Resample earlier. Audio editing gives you more control over phrasing and movement. For darker or heavier DNB, here are a few extra moves that really work. Push a little saturator into a little drum bus instead of going extreme with one device. Mild layer distortion often sounds thicker and easier to mix. Use echo on a send with short, dark repeats and filter the return hard. Try a second print with the arp detuned or pitch down a semitone for extra menace. Or duplicate the audio and process one layer as clean mid-range definition, while the other becomes wide, dirty grit. You can also create rhythm through displacement. Duplicate the arp and shift the copy slightly, then heavily filter it so it becomes a shadow layer rather than an obvious delay. That call and response effect can feel very alive under break edits. If you want to push the jungle feel, use timing micro offsets on selected slices. Tiny instability can sound much more human and much more dangerous. Here's a quick practice exercise. Program a 2-bar minor arp at 174 BPM, with maybe 6 to 10 notes total and a few deliberate rests. Run it through EQ8, saturator, and auto filter. Resample one pass with moderate drive and one with heavier drive. Slice both into a drum rack or chop them manually in arrangement view. Make one version more filtered, tighter, and more intro-friendly. Make the other more distorted, more rhythmic, and better for a drop layer or fill. Then test both against a chopped break and a sub-bass. The goal is to make two clearly different uses from the same musical idea in under 20 minutes. If both versions work in the track, You've learned the core resampling mindset. To wrap it up, the big idea is very simple. Build a strong old-school style ARP, saturate it with purpose, print it to audio, and then treat that audio like a drum element. In Ableton Live 12, stock devices are enough to shape the tone, commit the movement, and turn a melodic phrase into a rhythmic asset. Keep it out of the sub range. Saturate for harmonics, not just volume. Resample early. Edit the printed audio against the break and snare. Check mono, carve frequencies, and arrange the ARP as tension, support, or switch up instead of constant wallpaper. Do that, and you get that authentic jungle and drum and bass energy where melody, drums, and texture all blur into one tight, aggressive musical statement.